Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning I want to read some scriptures from Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 7. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So this morning I want to share on this passage on sowing and reaping. Many of us know what it's like to plant gardens. You buy this little packet of seed, whether it's corn, beets, or beans, and it's a very small packet. And we plant these seeds with expecting a huge return with a reaping. And, you know, we buy these packets of corn seeds and put them in our garden. You know, we probably buy about two packs. You know, those packets are pretty small. But, you know, and we plant these expecting a reaping, and under normal circumstances, you know, our reapings are pretty good compared to what we put into the ground in these little packets. Most times, you know, we can enjoy some good meals, and then on top of that, we are able to put enough of the corn into the freezer to last us for the winter out of two little packets. So we sow, we plant, and we get a reaping. And we have enough put in our freezer for all winter. So you sow and you reap. And sometimes in life we wonder why things are happening, why things are going wrong. Well, maybe we should take a look at our sowing. What kind of seed am I sowing? You know, it's been a challenge for me, you know. The scripture says, "Be not deceived." You know, many people are deceived. You know, what is deceived? Deceived is thinking I can plant red beets and I'm expecting beans from it. Deceived is thinking I am going to get sweet corn from pea seed. Deceived is thinking I'm going to get beans from red beet seeds. And so, in the same way, deceived is thinking I can get frustrated or angry and not reap. Deceived is thinking I can mess around with sin and not reap. And so the scripture says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Not he could reap or he might reap, but it says he shall reap. And that word corruption means to bring to a, if we sow to the flesh, we shall reap corruption. That means to bring to a worse condition than the present condition. And so if you're sowing according to your flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You're going to be brought to a worse condition than what your present condition is. And we see that. Sin has a downward spiral. And Job 4:8 says, "Even as I have seen, they plow iniquity and sow wickedness and reap the same." So if we sow bad seed, we will reap corruption. But if we sow according to the Spirit, we shall reap life everlasting. And so today I want to leave you with that thought. What kind of seed are you sowing? Are you thinking about the seed that you're sowing? And Lord willing, tomorrow morning I would like to look at different scriptures that tell us if we sow this, what we are going to reap. Yeah, both corruption, and I'm going to look at scriptures that are sowing to the Spirit. And so tomorrow morning, Lord willing, we'll look at different principles of in the scripture that the scripture tells us. If we sow this, this is what we are going to reap. So God bless you and thank you for listening. Let's close in a prayer. Father in heaven, we do thank you and praise you for your word. I just pray, Lord, that you would just help us to sow to the Spirit to reap life everlasting. I thank you for your word, which is a guidance and a lamp unto our and a light unto our feet, Lord, and you guide us into the way of truth through your word, and I thank you for that. And I pray for each one listening that today that they would be able to go forth and sow to the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen.